Live from the KGGF studios on this Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan as we're joined in studio by the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, as we are so regularly on Wednesday mornings. It's Candy Westbrook. Candy, welcome back.
Hello, good morning.
Not mixing it up today. We've seen you a little bit often these last couple of weeks. It's we saw you Friday, now back here on a Wednesday.
I know.
Well, good stuff.
I just can't stay away from y'all.
Well, we always enjoy you coming on in and explaining everything that's going down in Coffeyville as well. We spoke about the Chamber Awards, which, by the way, contact your chamber. Let Candy will explain everything that you need to do
Absolutely. To
get involved with that. But we had a CNN meeting this morning, and I believe it was over at CRMC.
It was. It was down the road at the hospital. It was great. We got to actually be introduced to several new doctors, so that was great. Lori Rexwinkel, who's the CEO, kind of kicked us off. But there's a new OBGYN, Dr. Perry Lynn, and a new family practitioner, Dr. Michael Souter. Judy Carpenter's the nurse practitioner. And then this is not a new person, but Dr. Ann Hogsett, who's the hospitalist there, got up and spoke with us. And this is kind of neat. So she does a little Ask Ann article in the paper in both Independence and Coffeyville. All kinds of random questions, just, you know, I've got this chronic issue, you know, how do I deal with it type thing. And everybody's always asked her, can you send me that one article? I want to know about that. Or, you know, my aunt needs to know about such and such. And she finally decided she was going to put them all in a book. So all of the questions and answers she's had over the years, she put it in a book and has that printed up now. And all the proceeds go back to the hospital foundation, which is absolutely wonderful. So that was nice to get to check that out today. Couple other things going on. The hospital has letters to Santa. So you can drop off your letters to the hospital. And I think I even heard that the kiddos will get a letter back. So if it's, you know, got the address and everything on it. So
that's cool.
That is pretty neat. And then they have their Tree of Hope that they do every year. And they moved it. And right now it's in the window, the fourth floor in the cancer center, oncology center. And you can buy an angel. They're $5. And the angels represent just someone infected by cancer. So it can be anybody. But that Tree of Hope is going on right now. And overall, we just kind of talked about just how we are blessed to still have a hospital in our little town. And so many of them have closed, and we're just so grateful. We still have a hospital with good staff and good people that are staying right here, staying strong. And next year, they're actually celebrating their 70th anniversary.
Oh, great stuff. Yeah, so. you gotta love those birthdays for long-lasting. And we had spoken with Dr. Michael Souter a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he, again, you know, you say the staff and everything, and again, there are the very friendly kind of a based place. You know, they're patient first, certainly, but it's a big town hospital in a small town.
Right.
The availability of things that you can have there, the machines, the techs, I mean, the amount of things, like, it's a big city hospital in a small town.
So. Yeah, specialty services. I mean, you know. You don't get that usually. You have experience of the doctors. Yeah.
We've been trying to get all the new faces on, and I think Dr. Perry Lynn is scheduled for later in the month. Mm-hmm. So I think he will be the last of the ones that we've been trying to get.
He was great.
On,
so. He said he's 20 years experience in the field, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, and Souter comes in working in Wichita for a long time medically as well, so lots and lots of experience that comes in there.
That is, we're blessed, so we're very excited. Anne Marie from Liebert's. So they have a daily deal. Every day you can go in there for something new. Cooper Mills jams and butters. So they're really, really good. They got the strawberry jalapeno one that's amazing.
Yeah. So. And again, for anybody that's driving through Coffeyville, it was one of the first things I had to learn. You know, you walk by or drive by Liebert Brothers and it's a bunch of lights and it's, you know, it's an electrician store, whatever. No, you walk in there. It's everything. From wall to wall. There, that place is stocked full of just items. Obviously, it is. It's in the name with the Liebert Brothers. But, yeah, you're right. They've got many other items in there that you would not believe.
All kinds of stuff in there. It's nice. It's awesome to go in there. So, another cool place that has something new that I just thought of another Christmas gift. I'm so excited. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit. They have UGG house shoes now.
That sounds awesome. Like a slipper or something?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But made with that warm, you know. And learned this today. They're actually made in California for the surfers. And so they regulate kind of the body temperature. They can kind of tell what your temperature is and stuff
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's interesting.
I know. Awesome stuff. So, and Brown Shoe Fit is our spotlight of the month. So we've been celebrating all their stuff going on every day. So that's neat. Daryl Harbaugh from USD 445. This was a big one for me. Next Thursday at 7 p.m., they're having an information meeting at Roosevelt. And why I think this is important is because, you know, obviously this school bond did not pass. And so what they are doing is kind of going back to the drawing board and saying, community, what do you think we need? Come in, take a tour, be educated. So don't just have an opinion. You might go in there and be one way and go to the other direction and vice versa. Who knows? But go in and get the information you need to know. Take a tour and see what the facilities are really like. They might surprise you. So just go in and find out. And that way, then they can go back and go, okay, this is what the community says we need. And this is what we're going to do to moving forward.
Great stuff. When did you say that was happening?
Thursday, next Thursday at 7 p.m. So not this week.
Okay. And will it be at the middle school?
It'll be at the middle school in the auditorium.
Cool. And then I'm guessing it's probably just all, you know, people of concern, obviously, within 445 district and the taxpayer as well. So.
And they're, I mean, it's pretty much open to anybody. But yeah, especially anybody that wants to know, you know, what, where we should put our funds into. So, yeah.
And again, this is, it's almost a big call out to listeners there because, you know, there was a lot of just not necessarily uneducated voters, but I don't think they knew the full extent of what happened before the bond came about. And obviously the bond, I think, came at bad timing at the end of the year after everybody else needed their things passed as well. But you know, there's some things that need to be taken care of. And to go in and view them for yourselves, you may be able to come out with a better idea.
You can go from, you know, a big list of, okay, here's our big wish list, but then here's what we really feel like we need. These are the things that absolutely have to be done to make sure our kids are
Because, I mean, in the design, that beautiful parking lot in front would have been great, and it would have been a huge up facelift, but that's not something that we necessarily needed maybe for the parking and the ADA, but at the same time, there are things that are needed in those buildings. Must have, and we got to approach that.
Absolutely. Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship, he gave a shout-out to the hospital. They recently returned the volunteer chaplain service, which I thought was absolutely wonderful that they have that there. There's so many people that you don't realize are in the hospital for days, weeks, months on end. Yeah. So, you know, to be able to have that service right there is amazing. So shout out for that. Griff Walker, Boys and Girls Club, they have their annual Shop with the Cop coming up. I love that event. It's so much fun. If you've ever been out at Walmart at that time, it's just amazing to see. That'll be December 19th. And coming soon, they're going to bring back their Tuesday tours. So if you want to go check out the Boys and Girls Club. And then right now, just thoughts and prayers for them that they said they're working on a grant for a social worker that'll come in and help with trauma-informed care, especially those in foster care. So hopefully they'll get that grant and they'll be able to support our community even more.
I was going to say, just another thing that,
that
they will be able to provide. So
yeah, amazing. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec. Tis the season, all kinds of fun things for the kids. So this Sunday they have a candy cane hunt. So instead of Easter egg hunt, it's a candy cane hunt. So,
nice. Is it just out at the commission?
Yeah, the park. They're going to have it outside right across the street. And so sign up now and you can be a part of that. And then the 13th, Thursday, they're going to have gingerbread house making.
Nice. That's always a good time.
I know. Always fun stuff with the kids. I love this time of year. Speaking of, I'll just give a quick shout out to the city of Tyro. They are having a tree lighting ceremony and cookies and hot cocoa tonight. And it's kind of a big deal because it's a very small community. There's not really much going on there. Mm-hmm. But they're trying. They're trying to do more things for their small little tiny group of people. And so I think that's amazing that they're doing that.
Yeah. And you always got to appreciate just those small events. You know, I always drive through those little events during the summertime and you see the firefighters putting something on at a local gas station.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's a town of a couple hundred sometimes or just over 100, whatever it may be. You still got to create that community feeling.
Right.
And good job there to do that.
So. Yeah, that's great. Leanne Eggers from Public Library. This is, at first I perked up on this and then I thought, nope, I'm going to keep all my bad habits. December 15th, they've got a speaker coming in to talk about changing your habits. So be marking your calendars for that one.
I think a lot of people may need to mark that one down.
I'm with you. I'm going to skip that. I'm just going to keep with
I want to keep my habits. Keep I know.
Yeah, I've got my habits to where they work now. You know, they work for my everyday schedule.
December 27th, they're going to have a pajama party. And then this is always something I love. In January, they'll have their Taste of Soup event again. It's a fundraiser they do, and it's so yummy. So more information on that soon. Martha Bond from Keller Williams, she's the Realtors Council chairman, and just a quick press release that they are down a little bit on their numbers. I know a couple months ago they were up, and now they're kind of going back down. So as the market does, it ebbs and flows. And they're still working on the dog park. She said their biggest challenge right now is finding a location. It's, land is not always cheap, so finding a location big enough to fit the dog park on and be able to put the fencing up. But they've had a couple sponsors coming forth, and things are, you know, moving in the right direction. So that's very positive. Joe Brooks, our lovely Joe, we love having him, stopped in and still needs some bell ringers, mostly on the weekends. It seems like he said that's the time where they have the hardest time getting bell ringers. But things are going well with that. But call Joe, call me at the chamber. I'll give you his number and sign up to help with that. And then Joanne, also from Salvation Army, the angel trees are going strong. They still have some angel cards left. You can pretty much get them almost everywhere in town, it seems like. Lots of banks. Salvation Army does them. Liebert has them. Yoke has them. So lots of places. But you can just call the Salvation Army if you need a list. So those are going on. One of the places doing it is Commercial Bank. Michaela was there today from Commercial Bank. So she said stop on in and get a card from them. Their goal is to give them all out and then go get new ones. They want to keep giving, helping them out. So, and then on behalf of Simply Southern, she said they've got cute new handbags in for the ladies. So good Christmas present for you ladies out there. Yeah. They're all leather and they were pretty. She brought an example.
It's that time of the year. I'm telling you. I mean, we were just talking about Brown Shoe Fit. Uh-huh. I swear, shoe stores and retail stores, whichever. They just, tis the season. It's busy season for them.
It is. And I just love it because it's all right here. You know, I've already got, I would say at least half my presents this year I've been able to find all here locally.
Going to the Subway and the Walmart the other day in Independence over there, and I just briefly looked over at the exchange table, you know, like the money services table there in the Walmart, and man, it's at least consistently a 10 to 15 person line right now.
I know.
Oh, you know, I didn't want this, I'm going to exchange this. So many exchange, so many returns. I mean, it's...
Right after Christmas, it's really bad. I always tell people, if you can, wait a week before you go in to exchange your item. Because
so, retail workers, thank you. Thank you for your service during this time of the year. My goodness.
Exactly. Bless them, bless them. Today is 50 Cent Corn Dog Day again at Sonic. I think they do it almost every month now, it seems like. I've seen a lot of them. But we love it. I mean, you know.
I'm not complaining.
No,
yeah, exactly.
Keep them up. So, 50 Cent Corn Dogs. Samantha from Visit Coffeeville. This is exciting. The first Candlelit Tours is starting on Sunday. So that kicks off. And 49 different Christmas trees are in the Brown Mansion. So, wow. Sorry. It's beautiful to see. So that'll come up on Sunday. It's 5:30 to 8. It is come and go, so you can stop in anytime.
What a cool setting, too. Sorry, man. What a cool setting to have that at as well.
This is gorgeous.
I believe Sam will be in here tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, about 8:10, I think, to talk about the candlelight tours.
Hopefully she can give a good visualization. It's hard to just, I don't know, it's hard to explain it because it's just so pretty to see. You just have to go see. So.
You got to see for yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You do. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like a great date idea, Sam.
There you go.
I don't need to worry about that, but you on the other hand.
The question of the day, we've been getting lots of calls. The parade will go on. Lots of calls about that, wondering if we're going to have to cancel that. And we won't make a determination until Friday on that. You never know how the weather's going to be. It could change on a dime.
Especially here. Yeah.
So, but in all the years, and the parade's been going on for a lot of years here in Coffeeville, I think it's only been canceled like one time. I mean, it has to be like sleeting, ice, yucky. Snow, cold. We'll go on. We'll press on, you know. So
show must go.
Santa's going to be there. He's excited. He don't care about the cold. So,
I would hope so. I mean, he's in the North Pole. So if he's got cold issues, he needs to find a new job.
That's right.
But just playing off, let's play off negative. If it does get canceled, does it get rescheduled?
It does not. Okay. That's one of the reasons why we try to make sure.
And then what about what happens with Christmas bucks?
We'll still announce that. So that will still be announced.
Because that one's special, because if you get there within a certain time,
right,
you get extra.
Right.
So
we'll probably announce that if it's canceled, we'll probably announce it a little bit earlier in that day and still give everybody, you know, a certain time window to come get it.
Okay.
So, mostly.
Yeah,
it.
It's kind of looking like late showers Friday nights.
Yeah.
You know, maybe later evening, something like that, and potentially some snow as well. So, hopefully, you know, fingers are crossed at this point that, I mean, it's certainly going to be chilly, but again, Santa can deal with the cold. We can deal with the cold.
Yes,
so.
We can do it. It's 1 hour. That's right. Blankets, gloves, you'll be fine. So
layers.
And then the last thing, I was very excited about this. So our new website has officially gone live. Now I'm still working on a lot of things on it. It's not quite where we want it to be. So we're going to make a full, you know, announcement and everything here in a few weeks. But one thing that's kind of neat right now that I'm making sure the community knows about is there is a community calendar on there that anybody can get on and submit an event.
Nice.
I have to approve it and everything, but that way there's no complicated login, you know, whatever. It's just, hey, my event's this day, here it is, done. And that way we can share more information. And I know you guys have a great
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we have that same
thing,
system,
yeah. So, you know, put them out on multiple calendars because everybody looks different places. You never know what you're going to be looking at that day to find out. So that
exactly.
was exciting.
Exactly.
And then last reminder, don't forget the awards.
That's right.
Get them in.
Get those awards in. Don't forget about the parade coming up this Friday, rain or shine, unless if it's extreme, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, we've got some things to look forward to, as well as Christmas bucks. Anybody out there that's participating in that, don't forget about it. Christmas
don't
bucks.
Don't throw those away. And even after the drawing, don't throw them away because we'll draw again. So.
Three drawings, right?
Well, two if,
two
if the person clicks.
If the clicks.
If, yeah.
If they click
gotcha.
That first night.
Great
so,
stuff. Great stuff.
Last year, the first winner was one of KGGF. They
came oh, wow.
Yeah, it
How
was.
About
that's
that?
Right.
Very cool. Very yeah. cool. All right. Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, in with us here on this Wednesday. Any final notes for the listeners?
Nope. Tis the season.
Tis the season as it is. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.
All righty.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.